One saving grace for many producers during the recent low-income years has been the fact that the value of their land has been stable or even increasing. But COVID-19 did put a little damper on the land market.
From March through June or so, the ag land market slowed down just because of all the uncertainty.
But Randy Dickhoot with the landowner services company Farmers National in Omaha says since April,
prices for good cropland have definitely strengthened in most of the grain belt.
Lots of possible reasons for that, including low interest rates and
better farm income due to the extra government payments and support, and improving grain prices.
Also, he says perhaps the food chain disruptions that were caused by COVID early on got some investors thinking more about food and where it's produced and how it's produced.
Also, they were looking for a safe long-term investment. And with low interest rates, farmland would provide that.
Plus, there hasn't been a lot of farmland offered for sale in recent years. All of this supported land values last year, despite COVID-19. Now, as far as the value of good farmland in this new year, what can we expect?
Steady to somewhat firmer land values in 2021.
Randy says he has some good reasons for that upbeat forecast. First,
with stronger commodity prices and the extra cash producers would have received in 2020. I think they're using that to help support purchase of that farm that comes up for sale next door. And I don't think there'll be a large supply of land extra that will come on the market.
All of these things, plus low interest rates and more interest in farmland by private investors, point to a farmland market in 2021 that Randy Dickhoot expects to be, once again,
steady to firmer.
Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.